So the government has taken a new approach to local councils and the delivery of social housing, and that approach is effectively name and shame. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever it is you're listening. And of course, News Talk has a new podcast offering out there for you, News Talk Daily, presented by Ciara Doherty, which I've been on a couple of times, including earlier on this week, talking about the presidential candidates and the lack of good presidential candidates, in which I probably come across a little bit poorly in that I basically said everyone is crap. And Murray McGuinness is the one to beat, and sort of talk myself into Bertie Ahern by the end of it, even though I don't think he will run. Anyway, News Talk Daily is out there on your podcast feeds. Don't forget to give it a subscribe and a follow, because it is very much worth a listen. Now, today, we are going to be talking about housing, because the Housing Minister, James Brown, he's coming for an awful lot of flack lately. Some of it deserved, I have to say. I'm not sure they're overly happy with the commentary that's been there from political correspondents, including myself, over the last few months, that this government just hasn't really seemed to have a clue when it comes to housing. It does. I've said it numerous times, but it strikes me as amazing that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil both ran election campaigns. They both came up with manifestos. They then melded those manifestos together in a programme for government and came away without a single creative idea when it comes to housing, which seems absolutely bonkers, but it's what has happened. And so over the last couple of weeks, the first few weeks of this government, in fact, the first few months of this government, were deathly quiet when it came to new legislation or new ideas on the housing front. And in fairness to James Brown, I suppose, to give him a little bit of his due, he was a very good junior minister in the Department of Justice. Likeable guy, clever guy. So he is sort of the running joke around Leinster House because of the Wexford accent that he has and his propensity for saying, so it is. But generally a clever guy tasked with a very, very difficult brief. And he's brought forward a number of ideas in the last little while. One aimed, a big one really this week, aimed at social housing. And in particular, the lack of delivery on social housing from local authorities. Here's some of what he had to say.
Well, I want those local authorities who are not doing well to do better. There's no question about that. But it's also about transparency for people living in those counties. So you can see two counties beside each other, and people living in those counties can now ask the question, well, why is this local authority building, you know, a couple of hundred social houses a year, and my local authority are building in the low tens? You know, same population, similar wealth. That's a policy decision of the local authority. I really want local authorities building their own social homes. That's how we get to solve the social housing crisis. It's also how we solve the housing crisis, because where local authorities are building homes, that's adding to the stock. Where they're buying turnkeys, they're taking houses that may otherwise be available in the private sector for people to buy.
Essentially, James Brown saying that local authorities haven't been doing enough. And there's a little bit of, well, you know, the government hasn't been doing enough generally, so to blame it all on local authorities maybe isn't all that fair. But he has decided to publish league tables, like, you know, a Premier League for social housing disaster, being published with all the local authorities, what they should be doing based on the programme for government and the Housing for All plan targets, and what they actually achieved between 2022 and 2024. And shock horror, it's pretty poor. So there's two overall figures. One is own build local authority social housing. And this is the situation where the local authorities, the 31 local authorities or whatever it is around the country, build their own homes. They actively go and hire the contractors and design them and put shovels in the ground and build them from the ground up and have them then added in to their own social housing stock. And then there's the other figures, which are more holistic. They take in, okay, all of those, and then the local authority turnkey, the already built homes that they take control of, as well as the approved housing bodies, these are your charities, etc., what they have done to contribute to the social housing stock, and the part five, which is where developers are building, and a certain percentage, I think isn't it 10%, goes to or is offered as social housing, and so you get them in that way. And ooh, particularly when it comes to own builds, the figures are terrible. So between 2022 and 2024, the target was 27,400 homes, social homes, to be built in those, what, two, three full years, I suppose. 5,000 were actually built out of 27,000 target. That's 18% nationally, which is pretty diabolically poor. And the best of them was still less than half of the target. So Leitrim met 45% of its target, albeit that entire target for the 3 years was 82 homes because it's Leitrim. They actually built 37 of them. Mayo was the next highest, 42%, a total of 165 homes over 3 years. And then Cork City, 36%. So they a little over a third of their target. They built 588 homes. Down at the bottom, Kildare, just 3% of its self-build target, a total of 34 homes. In fact, they were the only authority in both 2022 and 2023 to build nothing, not a single social home between them. And then in 2024, they built 34 of them and met a total of 3% of their target. Louth, just 4% of the target. Cork County, 8%. Longford and Dunleary Rathdown on 10. And then Areacamon, 11, 12. Galway County, Fingal, Westmeath, Dublin City and Galway City. But this is where interpretation sort of matters. So I've singled out Kildare there as being bottom of the list when it comes to their own building, when the ones that they actually build themselves. But if you flip that then and take the holistic view, which you could argue the Kildare Council has, of the entirety of the delivery that they were supposed to have, they actually met 112% of their target in those 3 years. And that's because somewhere like Kildare, where there's an awful lot of building going on, they were able to get the approved housing bodies, which were more active, to deliver, I think it was more than 500 between self-build and turnkey accommodation. And because you have new estates flying up in commuter counties like Kildare, a huge amount of homes came from Part 5, 562 over the few years. Again, that's where the developer builds, and there's a certain percentage that goes to the council. So overall, they're actually doing a good job. And you can make the argument that it might actually be more cost effective to do it that way. Let someone else do the building and they come in and purchase it then, rather than actually building from the ground up, given the cost of construction, the competition that you would face for actually finding contractors to do it. We saw James Brown cancel the, was it 500 social homes, that project that went a couple of weeks ago, because they were going to cost way in excess of what was affordable to build them in the first place. And that could well land the government in a bit of trouble pretty soon. So, you know, there is a credible argument there. But then you get into some of the other local authorities around the country. So the worst for delivery across 2022 to 2025 was Donegal at just 46%, so less than half. The second worst, Dublin City Council. The Dublin City Council, where the overall target was 4,000 homes over 3 years, and they met just 49% of that, less than half. Now, why is that the case? Because Dublin City is actually way down the list as well when it comes to their own build, just 11% of their target. Couple of things going on there. One, you're in the middle of Dublin City. Property prices are hugely expensive when compared to somewhere like Donegal to actually get the land to build on. But then also, they just don't seem to be able to source it from other places. So there's not a whole pile of building going on outside maybe apartments. And we know we have a shortage of apartments. They managed to get 461 Part 5 constructions or builds through Part 5. They got that amount. But Dublin City, way down there. And it is overall really quite concerning when you look at the figures. I mean, of all of the counties involved, I think there was very few who actually met their target, less than half. Now, I'm being a little unfair there, as Tipperary was in the region of 99%, but there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, less than half of the councils actually met their target. Some of them exceeded it by quite a bit. If you look at Laois, I think they went up to 87% of their target, albeit their target was less than 400 homes. Meath County Council, again, another big one benefiting from the Part 5 because of the amount of construction going on in the area. They had 169% of their social housing target over there those few years. Monaghan, 133%. Wicklow, 142%. You're seeing a kind of commuter belty feel to this. And yet, when you come to the direct builds, not a single one. Not one council met their target. So what's going on behind the scenes there? Well, there was another memo brought to cabinet by the housing minister, James Brown. And he effectively said that because there was a four-part process to local authorities having to build, this four-part approval process, it was slowing everything down. And so he scrapped that. He said, well, we're now going to have a one-part approval process when it comes to social housing. Let's streamline it and make it an awful lot easier. There is an element of argument over cost effectiveness. Do the councils actually have the expertise to manage this, to get the right people in, to make sure they're not being fleeced cost-wise and keep the constructions at a level where they can afford it? Or is it easier just to outsource that to the private sector? On the other hand, the private sector doesn't have the capacity to build the amount of private homes that we need at the minute. So is it going to have capacity to also add in a load of social housing accommodation? I don't think so either. So that's on the one hand. On the other side of it is, privately, a lot of developers still aren't building or can't get building because there have been objections, there have been perhaps judicial reviews committed, put in against their developments. And so one of the other bits of legislation, in fairness to James Brown or the other bills or memos that he had at cabinet, was approving priority drafting for legislation for an extension to planning permissions for developers when they have been under judicial review. So there's about 15,000 planning permissions that, having gone through a review and been upheld and being told, yeah, you can go ahead and build this now, they are going to expire within 2 years. And some of the developers won't take that chance on building unless they have a guarantee that that planning permission is going to be extended. Why would you? If you had to re-go in for planning and there was objections again, you could be years and years down the line. So there are things happening behind the scenes. Are any of them transformative? No, just straight up, I have not seen anything from this government that I thought, yeah, that's going to fix the housing crisis. But the housing crisis is not that kind of thing either. It's going to be, curing it is going to be killing it with 1,000 cuts and coming at it from lots of different areas. This league tables, it got quite a lot of criticism already, including from Sinn Féin. They were saying it's a cheap gimmick to deflect from the government's own failures on social and affordable housing and delivery. The funny bit about it is, though, later on in the press release from Owen O'Brien, he basically says it's the government's fault that social and affordable targets can't be met and they are setting local authorities up for the blame. The single biggest reason for missed targets is the volume of red tape and bureaucracy imposed. Well, that's kind of what James Brown also addressed. Owen O'Brien left that out. One of the consequences, O'Brien said, of the red tape is an over-reliance on purchase of new homes from private developers via turnkey agreements and Part 5 acquisitions. Yeah, that's true. Again, that's the point of the league tables. So when I look through and see that the grand nub of Sinn Féin's criticism is this is a bit of a gimmick, which it may well be. It's a little bit of a name and shame sort of a league table thing. But it's got attention on it and it's come with other legislation that could speed up the delivery of those social homes. So maybe James Brown has actually made a decent move here for someone who's been under an awful lot of criticism and has been getting what I think in some cases is deserved flak, particularly when it came to the rent pressure zones. Yeah, this might be something that could work or could at least put pressure on the councils to say, get building as well. That's the way to do it. I would like to see an analysis, though, of whether it is the most cost effective way to do it. That we haven't seen. More coverage of this and other housing issues, of course, on News Talk throughout the week. And as we're headed into the summer, that priority legislation on the extension of planning permissions that should be passed by the summer. Plenty of other legislation that's not really happening, though. Occupied Territories Bill, that won't be done by the summer. Things are kind of quiet in the Oireachtas this week. The Taoiseach is in Japan, where he's big, I hear. Big in Japan is Micheál Martin. Seems to be having a right time, but when he's away, you know, the Tánaiste will play. He's the one in charge of the Oireachtas. It is going to be interesting to see. The next week, I think, will have a big impact on the budget because we are seeing the row this week over student fees that's taking place. What's going to happen there? Next week is the deadline, remember, for the tariff negotiations between the EU and the US. And while there has been progress, tariffs are still going to apply to some sectors. So it could be a big week in economics land and in government building as they prepare for the budget. Don't forget to subscribe to Let Me Explain and, of course, News Talk Daily, which is the new offering from News Talk's podcast network and from Go Loud and all the other places that I have to tick off and make sure that I mention. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast as well if you haven't, and I will be chatting to you next week.